Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Lieutenant Aaron Fuller with the Knoxville Police Department, who gives holiday travel tips, as well as what to do when the weather gets cold. When it comes to holidays and people leaving, this time of year is usually one of the busiest time of years for people to travel, get out of their homes, and leave for extended periods of time. I guess for you, Lieutenant, is when it comes to leaving and when it comes to packing up, getting ready for travel, what do you recommend when it comes to keeping your home safe? You know, what are some of the tips you would have for people maybe not posting on Facebook, things like that, so people not necessarily – you want people to know you're leaving, but then you don't want them to know.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty accurate statement. I would say if you are leaving on a trip, first thing, don't post to social media, especially if your security settings are kind of low, because people can check out your social media sites. They can know when you're leaving, know when you're returning. Also, while you're gone, do your best not to post to social media and tag locations, stuff like that. Again, that will just prevent people from knowing you're gone. Like we talked about before we started recording here, talk to a neighbor. Let your neighbor know that you're going to be gone. If there's any type of vehicle, you know, other family members, friends come to check up on your house, let your neighbor know that type of vehicle. Also, we also recommend, you know, maybe leaving a light or two on just to simulate that somebody might be home. You can also call the police department and give us your address. Let us know when you're leaving, when you'll be back, and we'll do extra patrols around your home during that time. You know, most important thing is just to stay safe while you're out on your travels, and you know that involves safety while you're driving, as well as safety at home. Make sure that your doors are locked, your windows are locked. Don't leave any opening for somebody to get in, because most criminals are opportunists. So if they see an opportunity, they'll take it. If they don't, they won't.
Okay, so I guess my next question is in that kind of holiday cold weather type time frame, is when it comes to cold weather, I know a lot of times people are gone during the days, but they get used to, and when that warm weather, leaving their pets outside, they leave their dogs outside for a long time. Should residents be calling the police department and letting you guys know about stuff like that, or how does it work?
If somebody has a concern about an animal that's outside, looks like it's cold, maybe, you know, the water that is out there for the animal is frozen, there's no food or whatever, maybe the food is frozen, you know, give us a call, let us know. You know, most animals who are outside can acclimate to the climate, but sometimes it really does just get too cold for an animal to be outside. So if it is too cold for your animal to be outside, bring that animal inside. If not, just for a little bit, make sure that their water's not frozen. Make sure they have access to food. You know, if they have a good dog house, maybe put down some straw, stuff like that, just to try to keep your outside animal as comfortable as possible.
Now, another question I have also with the cold weather and things coming up, winter's coming up. Last year, we didn't really have that much. We didn't have much snow. But when it comes to snow and when it comes to winter weather, we tend to see kind of oddball parking jobs, kind of blocking roadways, things like that. What do you recommend people who have questions about things like that, about, hey, you know, when the enforcement downtown parking might be banned, do they go to your Facebook? Do they call up here? How do people stay informed so they know what's the proper thing to do when it comes to a winter storm?
Anytime that it's anticipated that we're going to get 1 inch of snow or more, Chief Lasada will put the snow ordinance into effect. And essentially what that means is you cannot park on a city street until that street is cleaned from curb to curb, and then you can park on it. If you see a parking complaint or some, you know, shady parking, kind of like you let on, you know, give us a call. If it's during business hours, Monday through Friday, call up to the police department. If it's after hours, call out to Marion County Dispatch. They dispatch for the Knoxville Police Department, and let us know the issue and where it is, and an officer will go check on it. The most important thing is, you know, keep your property safe. Let's try to keep everybody else safe. If it doesn't look like a good place to park, it's probably not, you know. So park in your driveway, park in off-street parking if it's clear. Do your best not to park in the street. I understand that sometimes, and, you know, that's impossible to do for some people. But do your best, even if you have to walk a block to get to your house, do that. That way, you know, we could try to keep people safe. and we can keep your property safe as well.
One of the questions I had last year, I think, popped up that a lot of people didn't know was, in Iowa, was running your car during the cold weather, starting your car, letting it run. Is there anything about that in Knoxville, I guess, that people leaving their car for an extended amount of time to warm up during the cold weather?
When you live in the Midwest or, you know, when you live in Iowa, that's just what people do. They let their cars warm up. I know with the police department, we don't have an issue with it. What we do recommend is when your car's warming up, that you don't leave valuables in it, that you lock the doors if you can, you know, take a separate set of keys. That way you don't have a running vehicle waiting for somebody who's already cold and needs to get somewhere in a hurry, and they don't have a problem taking your car to do it. Just be smart about it. Letting your car warm up for 30 minutes is probably, you know, unacceptable. You know, a good 5 or 10 minutes just to get the windows defrosted, get it warm inside, warm up the engine is probably appropriate enough. But, you know, just be safe about it.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to Lieutenant Aaron Fuller with the Knoxville Police Department for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.